the Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and this week we can go to Camp Bastion and speak to Major Gary Tate. Gary's the QM, the quartermaster for Coalition Force in Nadali. He's also the OC, the Officer Commanding Rear Joint Operations Cell in Camp Bastion. It's a heck of a title, Gary.
It sounds an awful lot better than it actually is. It's really the purpose of the role is to ensure that we have a base in Camp Bastion from where we can deliver supplies forward across the whole of Nadali, which is quite a substantial area. And there's a fairly strong team of guys here, about 30, and they'll deliver on a daily basis all the various activities, which ensures the commodities, the stores, the equipment, and all the other goodies that we can possibly get forward to the guys, get there on time, and in good order as well.
Okay, and with that, there's a lot of logistics involved, yes?
Absolutely, it's the absolute core of the function that we deliver. The guys in certainly the J4, which is the logistics cell, they're experts, and you know, most of the guys have been at it a lot longer than I have, in role that is, and they are absolutely spot on, you know exactly what they're doing, and without logistics, things would grind to a halt. It's not the be-all and end-all, but a good logistic chain is required just to keep the momentum going. And these boys really pull it together and keep that momentum right on top.
Okay, we last spoke to you when you were in Fort George as OC rear group for three Scots before you moved out to Afghanistan. Same deployment for the guys. Complete change in environment role for you. Hand on heart, which do you prefer better?
That's not a very fair question. They both had their challenges, that's for sure. And I have to say, if it was pipped at the post for a professional soldier, obviously being out in Afghanistan, delivering in uniform in an operational theatre, has an edge. However, that being said, one of the hardest things I've ever done in nearly 30 years of service was to try and deliver in the rear operations group. It is very hard work, and I wouldn't take that away from anybody that's back there just now. But I've enjoyed both, but I am enjoying the refreshing start to the difficult process of recovering the battalion back, logistically that is, from Camp Bastion to Fort George in the not too distant future.
But you're right, you know, it maybe was an unfair question, but really what it does do is enlighten anyone that thinks, you know, oh, they have it better than us, or we have it better than them. Both sides of a deployment, both those here and those there, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no getting away from that. There are different pressures on different people, and it's different, obviously, for guys in the rank and experience and the demands that's placed against them, what is required of them to keep things moving, whether it be back on the home front or out here in operations, you know, right down to the youngest private soldier who finds himself out in a CP when it's freezing cold, lashing with rain, as it has been here, actually, quite surprisingly. Or to some young jock finds himself back on the rear operations group who's driving up and down the A9 collecting the guys who are coming back from for R&R, making sure that they meet their flights, etc. It's both has different pressures and quite difficult at times.
You mentioned there, you know, part of your role is gearing up for coming back to the UK. When does that start, without giving too much away?
I'm not giving anything away at all, but believe it or not, and this might be difficult to believe, but almost as soon as we've arrived, we have to prepare to depart, which might sound a bit bizarre, but actually everything that we do builds up to maintaining what we call as campaign continuity. We never find ourselves saying, well, we're here for a set period of time. We'll do something when we start, something in the middle and something at the end. We've got to accept that there's folk been here before us and there'll be folk here after us. And therefore we've got to maintain that continuity throughout the whole campaign so that it's almost seamless. Bit of a politician's answer, I apologise, but we're really now probably starting to look quite in detail about the processes that we have to put in place to recover from Bastion in good order, which I'm absolutely convinced we will do. But it does take everybody from the Colonel Ed, all the way down to that youngest private soldier. You'd be fed up me talking about him. But every man has got the role to play, and we're on it right now.
Okay, and being a major, you get a good overview of how the deployment's going from that very young soldier right the way up. How is the morale?
Well, I've been absolutely astounded by the pace that the guys have been able to maintain from the very beginning. Obviously, seeing it from the rear ops side, communicating with the guys backwards and forwards, but now seeing it for myself, not necessarily right out in the CP certainly, but as the guys withdraw back through here, to go on R&R and sort themselves out, I get a chance to speak to loads of guys, and their morale is high, and mainly because they really do see a difference in them being here. They see progress, they see things getting better for the Afghans with whom they have interaction on a daily basis. So that in itself raises morale, and that's a really positive thing to take away.
Gary, good to speak to you. I know you've got family back in Edinburgh. Do you want to say a quick hello to them?
Indeed, that would be lovely. Say to Moira, Amy, Murray, Fraser and Katie. I know I've not been away too long, and they're probably wishing I was away for a wee bit longer, but Dad will be back not too long, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all again very soon.
Excellent. Major Gary Tate, thank you very much.
Mark, thank you.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes, visit poppyscotland.org.uk.